Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols. More than just an audio podcast, greater than a love supreme. In fact, a show which shows its bold borough bias with pride.
Yes, it does indeed. clearly, as we might be sharing things with the Love Supreme sort of folk in terms of which league we're in next.
Yeah. Week,
I thought we'd just sort of mention it. Welcome
Sunderland.
To... Yeah, I know. welcome to... I never thought I'd say that, but I probably have, and we'll say it again before the show is out. Welcome to issue 575's Podcast Companion. It's the Arsenal game, so a chance to actually end Arsene Wenger's career. At Arsenal, at least, shall we say, with a resounding 6-0 win. No, it's just probably... It's the blue sort of system there. Rob, reports in this particular edition from Joe Nicholson, from Mike Baker, from Stanistan, there does tend to be a slight sense of fatalism about this particular edition, probably because a 2 points out of nine is not necessarily the best form to seek Europe.
No, that's right. No, we've had the big week, the key week, which was the games, the 6-pointers at Swansea and Hull, and unfortunately we accrued just one from those two games.
Scored 3 goals, of course, if you include the Manchester United game.
Well, yeah, from the game. Yeah, we scored 2 goals away at Hull, but we got beaten 4-2. We went for it in that game. We didn't really in the Swansea game, although Rudiger Stead had the big chance at the end that he fluffed his lines right at the end of the game, which could have made an absolute world of difference. Then at Hull, we got the first goal, and we thought, this is fantastic. We're actually finally scored. But then we got overrun in midfield and in defence. Ben Gibson made a couple of uncharacteristic errors. But I think that was, you know, it was fair enough. We were pushing to try and score goals, and we got overrun. And I don't think, for me, Burnley, it was basically, I think you could tell from the reaction of the players and from the fans that it was that game in Hull was the key game. But the fact that Swansea had been beaten in the last 2 minutes of that game, their game at home to Spurs, gave us an inkling against Burnley. But really, it was after their show, and we were unable to score again. It was the classic that we've had so many times this season, a 0-0 draw, which is going to be disappointing to go down with a lot of draws and a lot of 0-0 draws. But you know, we still go into the Easter with some hope, maybe.
John Ketley, who is the weatherman, of course,
he was indeed.
The weather show each month on our sister station, Siren FM, was at pains to actually point out to me. So, yes, have a solid wager on this. It's definitely guaranteed to happen. He said it's going to be 0-0 against Burnley and 0-0 against Hull. No, so it's completely wrong. Half right, I suppose.
Half right, yeah.
Did Mr. Barton perform?
He did play. Unfortunately, he performed in the sense that he was very busy in midfield, but he was also very busy around the referee all the time, urging him to
perhaps he's discussing Wittgenstein or other major philosophers. You know,
yes, saying,
so, so Raf, what do you think about the existential state of affairs in the world today? Yeah, sure. it is looking precarious.
Yeah, yeah,
say, because of the points adrift scenario, but not impossible. And I think in terms of the sequence, it is important that we don't add to Agnew's agony, because let's face it, if he's looking for titles, probably actually being the only English league side not to have actually won in 2017 is not an accolade he would wish to actually maintain, really.
No,
so it's a line from that. Mike Baker, interesting one from him. His favourite of the big clubs is Arsenal, partly for the beautiful brand of football that has been instilled during the Arsene Wenger years, but mainly because they rarely amount to the sum of their parts. In fact, he argues that Arsenal are like the borough of the high-flying teams, with a constant whiff of disappointment surrounding the side. Sam Allardyce did the business against them, with Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Will that mean they'll come out even more determined to right that wrong, or will they just say, look, we're fed up now, we just want to go home, we're on the beach?
The pressure is certainly mounting, isn't it, for Arsenal and the Arsenal board, and... People are. Everybody
he's
wants.
He's just desperate to say he's got an extension to his contract, but the timing is not great, is it?
No,
really?
It's not great. No.
It'd be even less great after Middlesbrough's win.
I think so.
But it is one of those areas where clearly most fans would say they would have given the equivalent of their right arm to have actually had Arsenal's record over the last 2 decades.
Well, that's right. Absolutely, and they've built that fantastic stadium.
Yeah.
I guess that what the fans are getting growing impatience is that they've finally got over the financial constraints that stadium brought with them, and now they want to see them kick on and compete. And if basically every season they get into Europe, but then they don't do anything in Europe, and this season it promises to end possibly without any European football as well. So the pressure is certainly on. But yeah, we'd love to have that pressure. Really?
It's an interesting one because clearly Tottenham fans across the globe will be hoping Borough actually do beat Arsenal because that would well mean that Spurs would be ahead of their North London rivals for the first time. If it's any help, I see that in the BBC predictor scenario, Sting and his son have gone for a 2-2 draw.
Really? Sting and his son.
I just thought. And actually, if you look at son the whole thing, I'm fairly certain that actually his son almost looks older than Sting in terms of that. Sting and his son. You wouldn't have thought they were Sting and son, though, would you?
Wow.
Sting, yeah, I know. Who would have thought? Don't stand as too close to me, and indeed. No, we won't go into message in a bottle, but it's a different line. Coming up, we did say a special guest is going to be joining us. Let's throw a few clues out to see who this special guest might be.
Okay.
And let's see, Rob, if you might well be able to identify this special guest, who I was chatting with last week at a completely different event. And accordingly, once I found out about his Borough bias, I was keen to sign him up straight away for this particular production. So, clue number one, Tom Hanks.
Oh, we're talking... We're talking Hollywood.
Yeah, we are. We're talking Hollywood. There's clue number one. Any ideas?
I know somebody I know a Borough fan with a Tom Hanks connection.
Yes.
An Oscar connection.
Yes.
Somebody who perhaps enjoys painting and illustrating Borough players.
This is looking very
healthy.
Is
this possible?
This is looking indeed very
healthy. Lives in another Borough.
Lives in another Borough, exactly. Not quite as successful as the Borough, but nevertheless is still sort of, you know, important from that sort of whole perspective. Do you want to actually give the name in terms of who you think this may well be?
Well, I hope I'm right. Is it Richard Piers Rayner?
Hopefully it will be. Richard, who's actually travelling to another tremendous, exciting Borough fan, Kadeem Hussein, because he's actually appearing at Sacred Comics in literally about 45 minutes from now.
Oh, right.
So we're going to attempt to dial up Richard and welcome him to the Fly Me to the Moon thing. Obviously, he has done idents. I just haven't had a chance to actually edit them in all sorts of ways.
Okay.
But we were actually hooking up with Richard at the fabulous Sci-Fi Scarborough event last week.
Ah, right.
And,
yes.
Clearly,
I noticed it was there.
With his whole sort of package, it's actually, well, I thought it's high time we brought out the big guns, you know?
Yes, his Doctor Who credentials.
For Arsenal.
Yes, big guns, gunners.
Yeah,
yes. Sorry.
So, we will hopefully speak with the legend that is Richard Piers Rayner in a matter of moments from now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes, you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. If you just need access to basic TV services, including channels 1 to 5, prices start from as little as £1.50 per day. If you are after a broader range of content, then prices start from just £2.50 per day. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3
grams of zinc. Hang on.
One tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. you can always call Farmer Nord oh. on 01670519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
I just thought it was only right that Tony actually having it a win with Blackburn Rovers against Nottingham, which could actually send Nottingham spiralling down a league, needed to have at least one connection there.
Yeah, maybe he's doing very well at Blackburn. Yeah,
exactly.
They were in terrible trouble, weren't they?
But he's managed to sort them through. And,
yeah.
It could be a whole range of things there. So, after that huge build-up for Richard Fierce-Rayner, in which he will actually be performing, if you're actually listening to this on Saturday morning, you may still have chance to actually see Richard Fierce-Rayner at Sacred Graded Comics between 12 noon and 2 p.m. That's a chance to actually sort of see the Sacred Alien Comics book fair in Dundas Market, Middlesbrough, which with, of course, our fabulous Kadeem Hussain.
Yes, it's just near Dundas Arcade. It's just opposite B&M supermarket above the big car park, and he's got a very good sort of borough selection of books and programmes and fanzines.
And of course, Richard,
quite a lot of progressive
and
cultural Richard,
a reasonable time ago, was the borough artist in residence.
He was for many years, and he had a big exhibition recently at the Python Gallery in Middlesbrough, where he went through the ages with the borough team from the very start. He's also a historian, so he's done a lot of research into the early Middlesbrough, and he's very, very keen, he says, one day to try and persuade the Hollywood people that he worked with on the Oscar-winning Road to Perdition. He would like them to do the story of Middlesbrough when they won the FA Amateur Cup, and they won it twice the first time. The Cup Corinthians were so sure they were going to win, they didn't bother to bring the cup. And then the second time, there was a smallpox epidemic, and the game had to be played out of town without any fans watching or whatever, because they refused to come to Middlesbrough.
And as he said to me when I was chatting to him last week at Sci-Fi Scarborough, you can listen to the interview, it's fully online if you listen to our Sci-Fi Scarborough audio postcards. He was very excited about the fact he's very, very close to putting the finishing touches to the full graphic narrative, sequential storytelling history of the borough from even the days before photographs were being used. So
I
had to look at all sorts of things there, lots of exciting things there. I tell you what, let's try him one more time, shall we, just to see if he is actually there. If he can connect, if not, we can always leave a voicemail message on for the whole thing. That's nothing at all there. We'll endeavour to dial the number up, do it live. He's a nice, polite individual. He's not likely to sort of come out with any sort of
profanity. He lives in Scarborough, we should say, and that's why we're saying that's a borough that's done. We're doing a lot worse than Middlesbrough, because obviously they went out of existence, went out of the league, and used to play at Seymour Road, then became the McCain Stadium, didn't it?
And they still continue in their own sort of way. I think we're going to get our answer phone. We've actually got total silence now.
Oh, so very exciting. Radio silence.
It's voicemail.
That's a problem in trains.
People come. Here we are. Oh dear, so many decisions. And here comes the beep. Well, maybe it won't.
Oh dear.
Oh well. Well, anyway, this is the message that we're actually leaving. Richard, we have tried to reach you. That, of course, being Alex Levchuk and
Robert Nichols
from Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, but clearly without success. Hopefully all is going splendidly well with respect to Sacred Comics, and you will be able to join us before the end of the season. So let's coordinate that. So good stuff as far as that's concerned. As we sort of say, well, that would have been the special guest for today.
It would have been, yes.
Let's hope it's just a rehearsal for getting it completely right against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Things will work through on that basis. Otherwise, we don't know where we'll be heading to as far as that's concerned. Or indeed, as Chris Bartley says, where do we go from here? Farewell, iTour. Chris, of course, not Master Thomas, his son,
nope,
who is sort of headed off from that point of view. Leeds with today's game against Arsenal comes almost a month to the day that Karanga left the club. Although the probability of the departure seemed to grow increasingly likely, the timing of his exit on the 16th of March did shock me.
Yeah.
Is Steve Agnew, I mean, obviously Steve has already said he wants the job.
Yeah.
Does one get the feeling, and I mean, that he really stands a snowball in Hades' chance of getting it? Unless, of course, we really turn results around and he starts winning four or five games on the trot.
Well, I think that you just said that's exactly it. He's got to start getting results and show that he can create a team that's got a chance of bouncing straight back. You only need to look at. Maybe look at Newcastle last season, in that they had an absolutely horrendous season. Everything was just everything went wrong. But their last game, they scored about five goals, didn't they? And it gave them hope. It was amazing, actually. Well, I thought it was like misplaced hope.
That there is, of
but
course,
built on it.
The precedent of Leicester City.
Well, absolutely, yeah, that's true.
And I think there is the suggestion that if we're sitting here in a year's time as Middlesbrough crowned champions of the Premier League. We will clearly say Steve Agnew was obviously the right choice all along, and what were we thinking? But then you look around and say, well, who else is there to sort of step into the place? It was an unusual time to actually go. Having said that, I suspect that many Hull City fans wouldn't have actually been aware of Mario Silva, although his record of never having lost a home game since about 2012 or something.
Incredible.
Yes, exactly. It's quite extraordinary. We have reached the stage of the season where normally we have the awards ceremony.
Yeah.
Or at least we have the nominations for the awards.
We have the nominations, that's right.
This time around, there's literally just a case of one award that's up for grabs.
Yeah.
And it is the Fly Me to the Moon Player of the Season.
Yeah. I just felt with it being a season that's had a shadow of relegation over it for much of the time. Mm. As you said, we are not down yet. We've still got matches to fight. But I just didn't feel right asking some of the questions, like, and also it maybe brings it home to us, the fact that who would have been the young player of the year? There's probably only one young player played for Middlesbrough, which is Adama Traore. And maybe that's been one of the weaknesses of Aitor's reign, certainly towards the end, in not bringing young players through. And it's certainly something that's been levelled at Jose Mourinho in the past, hasn't it? That his failure to do that at most of his clubs. And also, you know, like, best goals scored, well, there's probably only two that you could put forward, which is Stuani's right near the start of the season at Sunderland, and Ramirez's great goal against Bournemouth. And then you're struggling to think. You think to yourself, well, what other goals have we actually scored? Because we scored so few goals in the season. So maybe I should have gone for some of the categories, but I just thought people would be a little bit thinking, well.
It's always difficult to actually sort of cope with this particular strategy. Although, as we've said, I mean, let's look ahead, because after beating Arsenal, it's away to Bournemouth, home to Sunderland.
Oh, yes, nice run that.
That could put in a different perspective if results went the way.
Oh, and do you remember that the longest trip of the season, Bournemouth, has fallen in a really good weekend? It's a weekend where the Football Supporters Federation have combined with Virgin Media to offer everybody subsidised tickets. So we'll actually only be paying £20 for those tickets. You claim back afterwards. So anyone who's going to Bournemouth, remember that you write off to Virgin. They also will pay for a second-class stamp, and you get £10 back from your £30, which is fantastic. And it's a good reward, because it's a long way to go.
So it works well. We mentioned Joe Nicholson, of course, currently in Australia.
Yeah, even further away.
Exactly. Last week's frustrating draw at home to Burnley was the 15th time that the Teesiders have failed to find the net in the league this campaign. Mm. Their 7th 0-0 shutout, concluding with Agnew's men must now produce a miraculous run against sides fighting near the top of the table. Otherwise, it's back down to the Championship. I mean, he calls it as it is in many ways, Joe. That's pretty much the scenario. The last four teams, of course, at home to Man City, away to Chelsea, home to Southampton, and away to Liverpool.
Yeah. Yes, and you know that's the whole story of our season, isn't it? Lukaku has scored more goals than Middlesbrough now. And look back at times when we've gone down, even when we went down under Bobby Murdoch. I remember, I think our top scorer had 4 goals, and goals are really key in at any level, but really key in the top flight. And Steve Agnew said early on when he an early press conference, he said that the great difficulty, it's very, very hard to score goals in the Premier League, and obviously we're struggling to get those goals. And he was hoping when we scored the first goal, which we did at Hull, that would be a real breakthrough. But we've come out the other side, and we continue to struggle to find it. And that was the downfall for Aitor, wasn't it? We were very, very well organised, very, very difficult to beat, but we couldn't take our chances when we had one or two chances a game. And that's why we've not been able to respond, I suppose, after Karanka's gone, because it's kind of, as has been suggested in the fanzine, it's kind of like almost ingrained in the players, the way they're organised.
One of the things Richard Piers Raymond said last week was that when Borough were last relegated, his father said, "Don't worry, they'll be back next season." Of course, his father passed away. It took 7 years. Let's hope it's not going to be anything like that. And we still haven't gone down yet, so let's be positive about that sort of thing. So we will work through that. Still to come, of course, another edition of Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine edition, with the conclusion, no doubt, to Melvin Small's sensational Holmes and the Riverside thriller.
We are building that towards it, yes.
Exactly. And if you're interested in Holmes Volume 1 and Volume 2, they're both actually out now, available from 6epublishing.net.
Yeah.
Shameless plug from that point of view. And that has more or less brought us to the end of our Easter special here, where we had hoped to have that special Easter egg of an artist bouncing out. But clearly, as it's Easter Saturday, and technically we don't actually say Happy Easter until it's Easter Sunday, because the resurrection hasn't occurred as yet, course, Borough's win on Easter Monday, to come. Maybe he's just saving it for his next time for a glorious finale in terms of Fly Me to the Moon. And Richard Piers Raymer, our Oscar-winning... Well, actually, he is an Oscar, but obviously the movie that he illustrated, the graphic narrative, was there. Plus, of course, a key Doctor Who artist, who is a big Doctor Who fan, and loved as a child doing the negative effects of Doctor Who when Daleks sort of zapped their opponents, which is what we could actually do on the pitch, I suppose, at Easter Monday, really. A few Daleks zapping a couple of Theo Walcott and maybe Alexei Sanchez, and then all will be well with the world.
It will be, yeah.
So that's a possibility. But how can people actually get hold of the season's collection of Fly Me to the Moon magazines if they wish to actually sort of say, I can't live without this recent discovery of Fly Me to the Moon and Borough's Premier League package, etc. How can people get hold of these?
Yes, if they want the Premier League collection, then they can still subscribe, I guess. Go to fmttm.com, the website, and click on subscribe for details, or email at fmttmadmin@gmail.com, right at Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP.
Let's just hope it's not a sign or an omen that as we actually uttered those words, the official programme calendar just collapsed from a bit behind me. I'm sure it isn't, you know, it's just one of those things. Maybe it's a sign to say, we should try Richard just one more time.
You reckon?
What do you think? Just as a sort of final concluding system, because, you know, one would have thought that the train should hopefully have arrived now, and he should actually be there. And even if it's just a short, mini little piece, at least we get a few words with the artistic genius that is Richard Piers Raymer, obviously from Scarborough, as opposed to anything else from that point of view. So this is good. Well, it is ringing now, so but will it go to voicemail, or will it actually be in person? This is the understanding. There's still seconds
exciting
to go.
Live podcast.
It is, exactly. And I suspect he's got it tucked away in such a way he's not even going to answer it now. No. It's not even going to voicemail. Maybe he's online. Maybe he's actually listening to all the other voicemails.
Maybe he's doing a rival podcast for Arsenal.
I can't believe it. He seemed like such a nice individual. Richard.
Hello.
Richard Pierce Raver, he is there. Welcome, Richard. Welcome to Fly Me to the Moon. Rob Nichols, we have achieved contact with the legend that is Richard Pierce Raver.
Hi, Richard.
So, you're heading off to Sacred Comics today. Share with us.
I'm there at this very moment.
Well, we've just actually reached the end of issue 575's companion podcast for Fly Me to the Moon. It's the Arsenal game. What is your prediction, Richard? I've been trying to be upbeat about the whole thing and saying, look, beat Arsenal, beat Bournemouth, beat Sunderland next week. It's all to play for.
Yeah, I love an optimist. I love optimism. I'll tell you one thing. I don't do predictions because it's always my fault.
Richard, Rob
so
was.
I shan't be predict. One of the things, like your modern football supporter, is the minority. I would suspect it's the entitlement. When I was supporting Borough, where we'd been relegated in 54, and we didn't get promoted again until 74, we were 20 years in the second division, and we were happy.
There's a message there, isn't there?
Is that rose-tinted spectacles you were wearing as you were joined, you think?
we hope for a good cup run every once in a while, but we were content.
We knew our place.
Well, I think the message, Rob, that's come across here with respect to Richard Pierce Raymer is, if at first you don't succeed, keep trying, keep on going, never give up, never surrender.
I hope it's not 20 years, Richard.
I'm sorry, guys, it's really hard to hear you, but I'll do my best.
That's okay. Well, Richard, we do appreciate you joining us today. People can still get along and actually see you at Sacred Comics. It runs between 12 noon and 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Yeah.
So great stuff from that point of view. Will you be able to join us for our final Fly Me to the Moon of the season? We might do a link up with you again to have a longer session with you, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, if it's under slightly more civilized circumstances, I'd be more than happy to. Yeah,
Richard, all you need to do to give us that added bit of bonus is to join in the final farewell that we sort of wrap up with. Rob, would you like to just coach Richard in what he needs to do at this moment? Because it'll be good for Sacred Comics as well if you can get the whole store to say this.
Yeah. Richard, we just say a few simple words. We say, come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Or staying up the Borough.
Yeah, okay. And that's what you have to do. After three, Richard, are you happy to do that?
No, I don't know. People are going to look at me like there's something slightly odd going on.
you're showing support for your size, the size that you're doing the history of, the whole range of things. It's like declaiming your faith in full force.
Leave me out. I'm getting funny looks already.
Well, in which case, we'll say it for you then.
Yeah.
A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.